turning to Colombia, it produces an annual record for years now of about roughly 3,000 killed in political killings, roughly 300,000 refugees a year. Again, horrifying massacres and atrocities detailed, you know, described in considerable detail in human rights reports and church groups and Colombian human rights groups and so on. Those who manage to survive, many don't. The crimes have escalated in the last couple of years. In 1999, they were about 20% higher than 1998. They went up again, they're going up again this year. By early 1999, according to the Colombian human rights groups, there were about, according to the Colombian government human rights group, in fact, their own government, there was about one massacre a day in Colombia, about 80% of them attributed to the paramilitaries, who are very closely linked to the military. There have just been recent major reports on this, both by the United Nations and by Human Rights Watch. They're essentially the same organization. They're the ones who are going to be receiving the aid, therefore. And as I say, these are not just killings. These are brutal, vicious atrocities. The atrocities are mounting. The insurgency has not been put down. Accordingly, the military aid has to continue. The paramilitaries are primarily responsible as affiliates of the military, which is what they are. They're going to be picking up the aid. How did they figure? They must be certainly one of the major terrorist groups in the world, if not the leading terrorist group. They're certainly ranking very high. How did they appear in the State Department terrorism report? Well, they didn't. They weren't mentioned. There was a press conference given by the State Department, not reported, but was given. You can read about it in the Federal News Service. The State Department spokesman, Michael Sheehan, was asked by someone, what about the paramilitaries in Colombia, when he was reviewing terrorism around the world. And he said, well, we're considering that, but you have to understand that this being listed in the terrorism report requires a meticulous, scrupulous legal process, and we're really working on it. And if we find that there's any evidence that the Colombian paramilitaries are involved in terrorism, then you can be sure we'll put them there. In contrast, Cuba, which received 85 words in this 107-page report demonstrating its terrorist activities, that passes the State Department criteria. The spokesman was asked about that too. And he said, well, the reason is that Cuba has not given up its links with terrorist groups, such as the Colombian guerrillas, the ones that we're attacking. So we can be sure that our government is vigilantly monitoring terrorism throughout the world when it's not trying to increase it. Colombia is regularly hailed as a leading democracy, and there's some truth to that. It had a power-sharing arrangement for the last 30 years between two parties, which are maybe about as different as the Democrats and the Republicans, maybe less so, and they share power. But as a democracy, it did allow another party. In 1985, it allowed an independent political party, which drew in some measure from the ranks, the constituencies of the major guerrilla organization, FARC guerrillas. And that was allowed to participate in the political system. It had a couple of problems. Within a few years, about 3,000 of its leading activists were assassinated, including presidential candidates, mayors, legislators, others had to flee the country. But it was allowed to participate, so it's a democratic country and it deserves the plaudits we give it. The guerrillas drew their own conclusions about the options for participating in the political system. The U.S. government drew opposite conclusions.